While Brexit has been stealing the spotlight in the UK, a massive rise in knife crime in London and elsewhere has finally caught the attention of Parliament. In a first, an entire Prime Ministerial question time has been devoted to what some say is a national emergency. Locally, the news has been filled with reaction to the brutal stabbing of two 17-year-olds on the weekend. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports from Westminster.
In the House of Commons, the British Prime Minister Theresa May began proceedings by welcoming an Aussie friend. Former PM Malcolm Turnbull was watching on.
I'm reminded of the occasion when another former Australian Prime Minister, John Howard, visited this house. He watched Prime Minister's questions and he commented afterwards that however lively PMQs was here, it was a vicarage tea party compared to Australia.
But with Brexit pushed to the side for one day, Theresa May's message was for a domestic audience increasingly concerned by knife crime on the streets.
The death of anyone through an act of violence is an appalling tragedy. A growing number of young people have lost their lives in a cycle of mindless violence that has shocked us all.
Last year, 285 people were killed in knife attacks in the UK, the highest number since records began. But amid growing public disquiet after the stabbing death of two 17-year-olds on the weekend, Theresa May declared action is being taken.
The responsibility for these crimes lies with the perpetrators of them. But we must all do more to ensure that justice is served and to tackle the root causes of this violence so that we can bring it to an end and ensure the safety of our young people.
A knife is said to be used every 16 minutes in a crime in the UK.
Two teenagers have been stabbed in
South
London.
Four young men have been stabbed to death in London.
The opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn, says austerity cuts and a reduction in police numbers is to blame.
Police clearly do not have the resources to deal with it. Safer neighbourhoods teams have been cut. Community police officers have been cut. Many areas see no police officers at all. There is nobody to supervise these special orders the Prime Minister is talking about.
One of the country's most senior police officers, Sarah Thornton, has called for emergency funding, saying knife crime is a national emergency.
We know what tactics work. We know what we can do to surge operational capacity to deal with these crimes. But we haven't always got that capacity. We haven't got the officers. And so we've agreed that by the end of the week, we will set out the scale of the investment required.
10 teenagers have died due to stabbing this year. This is Samantha Hawley in London reporting for AM.